SB Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your small business. Our team specializes in finance and accounting, information and technology, web development, social media, general consulting, HR, and compliance issues. Small Business Tech Guys has over 100 years of joint executive experience in a variety of fields across the small business spectrum. We thrive on assisting small business entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea.
Happy to have you along, my fellow tech enthusiasts. We keep an eye on tech so you don't have to. Sam Bushman and Jay Harrison, ready to talk tech once again. Listen up. Hello, sir. There's all kinds of tidbits going on. Elon Musk is known for a bunch of things if you follow the guy. If you don't, you don't know too much about what he it really is. Except for you hear that he bought Twitter for $44 billion. Now you hear he's running into the ground. I don't really know the truth on all that. Time will tell. It always does. However, Elon Musk is also known as the internet guy, and he's put up his internet satellites, which are low orbit satellites. They're spaced apart, evenly spaced, and they kind of rotate around as the Earth rotates around. And you can get internet from them, and it's actually pretty cool. Jay got on the kind of beta introduction team for that, for ground stations, if you will. How's that going, Jay?
Oh, it's going great. I think if somebody doesn't know Elon Musk by now from SpaceX, from buying Twitter, from Starlink, they've been living under a rock probably. But yeah, we've got
there's a lot of cool things he does too that I'm going to mention and we want to talk about in future shows as well, Jay. And that is he does stuff with houses that are pretty neat.
Now you've got me intrigued.
He's got these blocks or whatever. I don't even know what to call them. But anyway, you can build a house out of them. They're very, very fascinating.
Interesting.
So the inexpensive, unique material that's light, fast to build, inexpensive, but super robust. And we'll get into that in another broadcast. But that again, he's got his fingers in so many things. It's fascinating.
Can I get on the beta program for that too?
Nah, if you got a lot of money. Yeah, sure.
So the Starlink, we've had it for 9 months, almost a year now, and it's held up really well. It's very impressive. I've had other things like HughesNet and Starband and some of those other ones before where you have they have geosynchronous satellites, so there's a long delay. These are low orbit, fast moving satellites. But the cool thing that's coming out now, and this is why we're talking about it, is they've just released their flat high performance kit, and it's made for mobile. So before, they rolled out Starlink, and then you had the consumer equipment, which is about $600.
Then that consumer equipment is meant to be stationary primarily.
Yes, very stationary. You lock your address in, you end up in like a hexagon, and there's so many. It's like a 14-mile hexagon. You can move it around in that. You're supposed to tell your address or whatever, and there's no problem. But if you want to be any more mobile than that, you've got to pay for like another $25. So the service costs $110 a month. Another $25 gives you mobile in that. You can set it up somewhere else.
Before we go to mobile, let's just say this, though. It works really well. It does have more of a delay than your traditional internet, but not near as long as the older satellite technology. It's very robust and stable. We've used it quite a bit, very effectively. It's incredibly easy to set up. I mean, he has delivered on this one, folks. The sad part, though, is there's a lot of people in the country who wanted to get it but still can't get it. So it's not available everywhere yet, Jane. I don't know why that is. I don't know if they're just trying
to
manage
how to
put people on board. Congestion or other reasons, but hopefully he'll be launching more satellites. And a lot of the environmentalists don't like this, but from an internet point of view, from a technology point of view, we find it very cool. Now let's add the mobile to that stationary situation.
Well,
Jay,
so let me tell you about the internet. I would liken it to very good cellular internet. So your ping times are going to be 50-60 milliseconds, and it's bursty. Like you can get really good solid data when you're getting it, and there can be tiny outages for a few seconds to anywhere from 30 seconds or whatever. So if you're watching a video where it's been buffered, you'll have no problems at all. If you're doing calls or stuff like that, well, I mean, Sam and I have done it. Actually, we did an hour call on it. We didn't have any glitches to speak of, but I've seen where it can go out a little bit, especially if you're in a place where you end up with no satellite coverage for a few seconds.
But if you're playing video games or doing real-time applications like low-delay radio or video or TV or any of those kind of things, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge.
It's going to be spotty. Yeah, I like that. A little bit of a challenge. So then they have the business version that you can buy, and it's five times the cost. It's around $2,500, and it's a bigger dish, and it gets better gain, and you end up with a better priority, sort of like cell phone towers are doing now.
Better priority, faster connectivity, much more stable, still stationary, though.
Still stationary. Then they came out, okay, then they rolled out that mobile plan where you could move your link around, but it still wasn't made for, like, on the go while you're traveling. Well, the news is now they've come out with a flat high-performance kit. It costs as much as the business one, $2,500, but you can mount this on an RV or possibly even a boat and be on the go, on the move, with real-time internet access, and I think that's pretty cool.
$2,500 for the kit. How much a month?
It's $110 a month with the $25 roaming thing, and so it's $135 a month. And it's I need to talk about this too. So this is the downside a little bit, is that Starlink has just released, starting this month, or maybe it started last month, but a fair usage kind of a thing. So there, it used to be completely 100% unlimited. Now it's only completely 100% unlimited between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m., just like some other satellite companies used to do, because they've had some people that were abusing this and just hammering the data. You only hit that lower priority is if you go over 1 terabyte in a month. I looked at some of my usage, and we were around like 200 gig or something for the last couple of months, so we're not even close to that. I use it for my house and for different things, but they have implemented this recently because I guess I really loved it when it was just 100% unlimited. I thought that was a cool selling point, but I guess that was not sustainable.
Well, and that's kind of the problem, you know, when we say it's unlimited. You know, companies have been battered over that and beat up over that. There's two sides. One side says, look, it should be absolutely unlimited, 100%, no problem. Other people then say, wait a minute, you know what? The highest abusers, if you're way out of the norms, you should be stopped. The rest of it should be let alone. And what they've learned to do, I think, is kind of a decent balance, which says, look, you have unlimited usage, but we're going to throttle you after a certain amount of usage because you're just kind of getting into crazy territory that most people don't hit. I think that's a good, sweet kind of middle. And the reason I think that is because if you get over a terabyte, you are a pretty big user. Let's be clear. And we're not going to shut you down so it's not usable. Let's say that you run it all up in the first 5 days. We're not saying it's unusable for the next 25 days. We're just simply saying we're going to throttle you down to where, you know what, you're not going to just rock and just, you know, go to 20 terabytes. We're going to slow you down. Hey, cowboy, let's slow down a bit, and we're going to, you know, still let you use it, though. And I kind of think it's a sweet spot, because if I pay for something, I should be able to continually use it. Now, I shouldn't just be locked down 100%. At the same time, I get the point. You just can't abuse the network. Where's the sweet spot? And I think that throttling does a lot of that. I know it's not perfect. There's no perfect answer, but it's the best one I've heard of to date.
Yeah, and I don't know if that is still in effect, if that's only for residential, you know, the smaller basic ones, or if you buy a business plan, maybe you're not subject to that, or at least I would assume at least you have. It's five times the cost all the way around the board. The equipment's five times the cost. The monthly is five times the cost for the business version. So maybe you get five times the data cap. I don't know. But it's interesting. And it's kind of a shame. But like you said, it's probably fair.
Yeah, I don't know the better way to do it. You know, unlimited just isn't fair. I mean, if I use 200 gig like you're using, somebody else is using, let's say they use a petabyte, just for sake of argument. that's just, you know, we're paying the same amount of money. Something's wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
So they're simply saying, look, you know what? We'll make sure you can't use that much, but you can still use the service. Let's be fair here. And that's why I say cell phone companies do that now. Internet companies are starting to do it. And I do think it has some fairness to it. I do believe there should be a way to pay more money, though, and get more capability. So if I say I need a terabyte times five every single month and I know I need it, well, then let me pay for five account equivalents and get me 5 terabytes. Do something to make it to where if I really need it, I'm willing to pay for it, by all means.
That makes sense.
But let's make sure that there's kind of a sweet spot in the middle. Anything else we should know about this Elon Musk internet called Starlink? I think it's very cool technology, and so, I hope they can get the congestion squared away so more and more people can have this opportunity, because there's a lot of places in the country that still need this, Jay. They don't have real broadband connectivity. This will change the game for all those people that are suffering from the digital divide.
Agreed. And it's easier to get, believe it or not, in rural areas than it is in more densely populated areas. And because the way they've divided everything out into these hexagons, they want so many people, they want the load balance geographically across the United States. So you only have so many slots. But if you're interested in getting one, get on their waiting list. You drop $100 down on it. It's just like if you want a Cybertruck right now. You put $100 down on it, you'll be on the waiting list. And I know people that have been on there, have got their systems anywhere between 2 to 8 months usually is kind of what the waiting list is, at least for my area.
But, Jay.
Yeah.
You don't know anybody that got their Cybertruck, do you?
No. No. The Cybertruck is still vaporware, but it's coming.
And
Sam,
so is
right
the Hyperloop technology, and so is the Earth Boring technology. And, you know, a lot of the things that Elon Musk is into are cool stuff. The practicality is yet to be seen.
You can't blame the guy for trying, though. He's out
well,
there.
Well, and
doing.
You can't blame the fact that, you know what? If I am a serial entrepreneur and I admit that I throw 100 projects on the table, but 5 or 6 of them, or 10 of them, or who knows, are game changers, which his stuff has been. Let's be very fair and clear. Hey, man.
Yeah. And this is one.
You can't say it's a bad track record either. I mean, you got to have some failings if you're going to be out there on the forefront of innovation and technology and all this kind of stuff. So you got to give the guy a break to some degree.
And Starlink is one that panned out. A lot of people said, you can't do this.
No question.
It won't happen. He's just full of beans, you know, whatever. It's the real deal. I have it and I use it. And it really works far better than a lot of options available in rural America.
Well, and he's got some cars that are pretty innovative and cool. That's a real thing for sure, too. Some of his SpaceX stuff may not be as far along as we want it to be. But you know what? It is the foray of the private sector into some of these previously controlled by government industries and stuff like that. So you got to give some slack there, too. A lot of his technology may work in theory, but there's also roadblocks in terms of governments and environmental issues and regulation and things that are beyond his control that he's got to work with, too. Some of his home battery storage unit kind of stuff is pretty innovative and does work too, tied with solar, Jay.
Yep. I'm impressed. The guy's a maverick, and you know, I support him. I think he's doing good work. I certainly don't agree with everything that he does, but hey, who else are you going to find in the world you agree with 100% on everything they do?
Amen. And that's a wrap. We keep an eye on tech so you don't have to.